Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech News headlines for Thursday, June 29th. I'm Rob Dunwood. Microsoft CTO Satya Nadella says that if it were up to him, he'd get rid of the entire exclusives on consoles, but admits that it's not up to him as Sony is the dominant player in the consoles industry and has defined the market and competition. These comments come by way of testimony in the case FTC versus Microsoft. The Federal Trade Commission has sought a restraining order to block Microsoft from closing its $69 billion purchase of the gaming company Activision Blizzard. Arguments in the case wrap up today. A California-based law firm, Clarkson, is launching a class-action lawsuit against OpenAI, the maker of popular generative AI bot ChatGPT. The suit alleges that the artificial intelligence company massively violated the copyrights and privacy of countless people when it used data scraped from the internet to train its tech. Filed in federal court in the Northern District of California, the lawsuit seeks to test a novel legal theory that OpenAI violated the rights of millions of internet users when it used their social media comments, blog posts, Wikipedia articles, and family recipes. OpenAI has not yet commented on the case. Business Insider reports that Google has decided to stop development of an augmented reality project internally known as Iris after several years, in part due to waves of layoffs and company reshuffles over the past few months. Clay Baver, the company's former chief of augmented and virtual reality, just left Google to work on a startup with Salesforce co-CEO Bret Taylor. Iris was showed off at Google I.O. in 2022 doing live translations. They were meant to look like an ordinary pair of glasses. Google will continue its development of Android AR, including the Android XR platform being used by Samsung. The protest against Reddit's high API fees continues. Reddit has given closed communities a deadline to reopen or be in violation of Rule 4 of the Code of Conduct regarding being active and engaged as a moderator. Reddit could then suspend the moderators and give the subreddit to someone who would open them up. Meanwhile, a post from Reddit user named Slice Lime, who appears to be a Minecraft Java tech lead, announced that Mojang will no longer post official content to Reddit in response to the protest. And in other related notes, Apple Insider is among those urging users of the Apollo Reddit Reader app to decline their refunds to help allay expenses. Apollo is shutting down because of Reddit's new API fees. The North American Nanohertz Observatory for Gravitational Waves, or NanoGRAY for short, has announced the first evidence for expected low-frequency gravitational waves likely created by the collision of supermassive black holes. These are a different frequency than gravitational waves first detected in 2016. This new discovery will help further efforts to determine the nature of gravity, which has proved difficult to unify with other theories of physics. The analyses are published in the Astrophysical Journal Letters. Nikkei Asia reports that TSMC plans to send more than 500 workers from Taiwan to Arizona to speed up construction of its chip plant there. Construction of TSMC's first U.S. plant has fallen behind schedule, in part due to labor shortages. And Metasite's oversight board recommends Facebook suspend Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen's Facebook and Instagram accounts for 6 months for violent language. It issued its non-binding ruling in a 26-page report and seeks to overturn a decision by Facebook moderators to allow a video to stand in which the prime minister decried opposition politicians who accused his ruling party of stealing votes. This is the first time the oversight board has asked for a head of government to be banned, a decision that may have ramifications for future decisions. The suspension is non-binding, and Meta has 60 days to take down the contested video. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.